We looked at each other with a question. Should we open the door on our faces? The knocking continued for another 4 minutes and suddenly stopped. We decided to wait for another 2 minutes before checking the window to see if the thing that was knocking on the door had left. What do you think that thing was? Lyra asked. I don't know, but it sounded like a human, Blaine answered. I think that I need to tell you this. What do you need to tell us? Blaine questioned. I found a nonfiction book on the shelf, I said as I looked at Blaine and Lyra. And the title was The Book Written in the Deep Forest. I saw Blaine and Lyra exchange a glance and continued. When I picked it up and descended down the ladder, I felt a breeze pass my face, and the atmosphere became gloomier and chillier. Did you return the book? Blaine asked. Yes, I thought that returning the book would return everything to normal again. Well, the thing is, a sudden outburst rumbled the house. The house started to crumble, and we were forced to move away. Hurry, Aaron, Lyra exclaimed as she was running towards the door. I caught up to Blaine and Lyra, who were holding the door open and waiting for me. I ran out the door and Blaine and Lyra followed. We turned around and watched the Griffin house shatter to the ground. What just happened? Lyra cried. I don't know, Blaine answered. I pondered for a while and remembered that knocking sound. Maybe whoever was knocking on the door was the one who made the house become this way. Should we investigate this incident? I think we should. Maybe this has something to do with the book you found in the library, Blaine said. That's very possible, but it's getting dark, so we should probably go to my house and rest before we begin our investigation tomorrow morning. That sounds like a good idea, Lyra said. As we walked up the hill to my house, I felt something watching us from the forest. I looked into the forest and saw a figure of some sort sprinting into the dark forest. I wanted to tell Blaine and Lyra, but I didn't want to worry them any further. They've already lost their beloved home, and now they have to worry about dealing with the book that I probably wasn't supposed to find. We got to my house, and I went upstairs to prepare rooms for Blaine and Lyra while they were settling into their new house. As soon as I finished, I went downstairs to make dinner. Your rooms are clean and fresh now. You can go tour your room if you'd like to. I know that you guys didn't bring much with you, but we'll get you things tomorrow. There still could be some of our stuff left over from our house that we could still use. I'm pretty sure that our rooms were still intact. Once we conclude our investigation tomorrow, we can go and take some things out that we need for both ourselves and our investigation, Blaine said. I finished cooking dinner and we ate in silence. After finishing dinner, Lyra and Blaine went upstairs and I stayed in the kitchen to wash the dishes. I suddenly heard a bang and immediately stopped washing the dishes and ran upstairs to check what that was. I opened the door to Lyra's room and asked what that noise was. I don't know. I think it came from Blaine's room. We quickly walked out Lyra's room and into Blaine's room. Are you okay? I asked. Yes. Why wouldn't I be? Blaine answered. Well, I thought that something was wrong because I heard a loud sound. Oh, that. I was organizing the bookshelf. And I found a book that opened a secret tunnel hidden behind the closet. You should have come down and told Aaron right after you found it then, Lyra exclaimed. I was going to, but I became dizzy and had to rest a bit. It's fine. I'm just a bit astonished that there's a secret tunnel in my house that I didn't know about. Do you guys think that this was already here, or did it somehow appear before we got to your house? Lyra asked. It could have appeared out of nowhere, because I feel like my parents would have told me about it if they knew. They've lived here for 30 years, so I suppose they would have known about the secret tunnel by then. That's very impossible, but what if they didn't know that this tunnel was here? Blaine questioned. It's quite possible that they didn't know such secrets could have been hidden in there. Not necessarily, but I remember my mother and father used to clean out all the bookshelves by taking all the books out and dusting all the dust off the books and the shelf and then placing the books back. They did this to every single bookshelf in the house every 3 weeks, but they've never found such tunnels. Suddenly, we heard a weird rumbling sound coming from the tunnel. "What do you think is down there?" Lyra asked, stuttering. "I don't know. We'll have to investigate in order to find out." "I agree, but won't we need a plan first?" Blaine asked. "Yeah." "No," I said, cutting Lyra off her sentence. "We don't need a plan. We need to act." "Are you sure, Aaron?" Blaine questions. "Yes, if we make a plan, we will waste time on making a decent plan when those sinister things are taking actions to possibly destroy us. If we can't make a decent plan, then let's make a very quick plan. A plan where we can follow so we have an idea of what we should do," Blaine said. "Sure, but we have to make it quick." We devised a very quick and easy to follow plan and walked towards the tunnel. I went in first, and Blaine and Lara slowly followed. The tunnel was dark and ominous. Noises were getting louder and louder as we were blindly wandering closer to the end of the tunnel. "Look, over there, there's light," Lyra exclaimed. "That's very observant of you, Lyra," Blaine said. "Thank you for the compliment." We kept on walking down the tunnel. After a while, we reached a cave-like base. I looked inside. To my surprise, there were a lot of tables with potions, books, and other witchcraft doings inside. I knew that there was something wrong with this place. "Guys, we need to hide somewhere, just in case someone stumbles upon us." "That's a good idea, Aaron," Blaine said. "But we need to hide somewhere where we can see what's occurring in the cave." We explored the cave a bit and found a good spot to hide. We waited for a few minutes and suddenly heard footsteps coming from the tunnel. I looked at the entrance of the cave, and a dark figure wearing a cloak appeared out of the shadows. The figure walked straight over to the table full of potions and took something out of their cloak. It looked as sharp as a knife and had blood spewing out of a hole on the top. I looked over at the table and saw a photo of 5 people standing together. I couldn't see who they were due to the photo being too far away. The figure suddenly ran out of the tunnel, and in a few moments, the figure dissipated into the shadows. I wanted to see who was in that photo, so I decided that I was going to investigate. "Let's go, guys. We need to find out what things this cave has in store for us." No one argued. We decided to go out of our hiding spot and explore the cave. I decided to look at the photo that I've been wondering about. I took it in my hands and scrutinized the photo closely. "Is that my mother and father? Are those Blaine and Lyra's parents? Who's that standing beside them?" "Blaine, Lyra, come look at this." They immediately came running towards me. "What is it? Is there something wrong?" Lyra questioned rapidly. "Just take a look at this photo." They looked at it. I heard Lyra gasp and Blaine look shocked. "Do you know who that other person is?" Lyra asked. "No, but I think that they must have been close." Suddenly, we heard the sound of ferocious footsteps running in the cave. "Oh no, we're probably gonna get caught." Then I saw a dark figure step out of the shadows and into the light. "Hello there," the figure said in a creepy voice. "What are you doing on this fine night?" "Nothing interesting," Blaine answered. "Oh, okay then. Why are you here?" "We just found tunnel behind a bookshelf, and we're curious, so we decided to explore it." "That's nice." Then the figure leaped onto the table and extended their arm up into the roof. The figure retracted their hands and was holding a book, a rusty old book, that read, Memories. The figure jumped off the table and opened the book and slid it towards us. We looked at the book and saw a photo with words around it. The figure proclaimed, You all look just like them. How do you know our parents? I questioned. Well, you see, they were my friends, and I tricked them. How? I told them that there were some rare animals hidden in the deep forest, and I told them to come, and I took some poison potions, and I used it on them, and I took out a diamond sword, and I brutally stabbed them. Yes. So now I'm gonna do it to you too.